T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you. I'm sitting in for John Chuckery on this Friday night. And yes, folks, the boys of summer, waiting until summer to get back on the field, but better late than never, huh? They're practicing, getting ready for a 60-game season. Our Atlanta Braves on the field working out today, and a man who keeps an eye on all things Braves and all things baseball. Because he's that kind of guy. He's all over the place. Talking Chop joining us right now, Corey McCartney. Corey, how you doing?
Hey, great, Sam. How you doing?
Fantastic. Great to hear your voice. Been a minute, man. How have you and family been doing with the virus and how you guys been dealing with waiting for this time to come?
Hey, we're all, Sam. Everyone's healthy. I appreciate it. Like everyone else, just waiting out this back and forth between the union and baseball to get things going, and it's finally here, the first day of summer camp. But no ghost stories around the campfire, no s'mores. It's baseball's version of summer camp. Anything but what we used to have when we were kids.
Wow! And I'm hearing in your voice. Do I detect a bit of frustration in your voice about how this whole thing is going? You know what? You sounded like everybody else, man. You really are. Thoughts about that, and how are the fans really going to be? Are you sure we want to see baseball? But my goodness, the process of getting here, it just left a lot to be desired.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right there. And certainly this back and forth, when you think about, the collective bargaining agreement ending December 2021, we're going to be right back in this same place with these two sides trying to have a conversation that seems like neither side really wants to have. I really wish they would have got it sorted out where we could have had that expanded postseason. I think just the fact that you're seeing 60 games means someone who's really good is not going to be playing for a championship this year. But, obviously they're back and we're going to see baseball, but it's going to feel like an NFL sprint to the finish line and not that marathon that we're used to. So if you're a baseball fan who says, I like the sport, but the season's way too long, well, unfortunately for you, 2020's got you covered, but I think for the rest of us, it's just going to feel a lot different.
It will. Join us on the waitfor.com hotline, Corey McCartney, Talking Chop. Always keep an eye on things with the Braves. Okay, today they're on the field. You heard from some people out to us. A lot of people watching Cole Hamels today, and rightfully so. Some thoughts about some things that will mean that things are going well for him.
Yeah, I mean, he got, you hate to say that anyone benefited from the layoff, but I think if anybody on that Braves roster did benefit from extra time off, it was Cole Hamels. I mean, remember, he had the setback and obviously the offseason shoulder issue and wasn't expected to be back until late May. But now he's expected to be a full, ready to go member of this rotation. And that's just to this team's benefit. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos told us last week they were really set up to maybe go as much as 10 deep in the rotation, especially early on when they have that 30-man roster before they cut it down to 24 after 4 weeks and, having shorter stints from the starters. But Hamill's going to be, one of those guys that's able to give him some meaningful innings right away, and that's not something that we necessarily thought we were hearing, back in February.
So that is something, a plus for the team. What about this designated hitter? Will it really work at this particular Braves team's advantage, as some people think it may?
Yeah, I think it will. I mean, remember, a lot of the conversations that we were having back in the spring was, okay, what do you do at third base between Austin Riley and Johan Camargo? What do you do in the outfield where you've already stated, Anthopoulos did, that Marcelo Ozuna and Ronald Acuña Jr. are your two everyday guys, and you've got Ender Inciarte, you've got Nick Markakis, you've got Adam Duvall, and then you've got whoever doesn't win that third base battle. So this kind of alleviates some of those issues. Now, if you want to go and play righty-lefty matchups, if you just want to make sure that your best bats stay in the lineup, this really, I think, in a lot of ways is going to free Brian Snicker up to kind of approach things from a different perspective. And I'm going to say it right now, I don't think it's going anywhere. I think this is something that the players' union wants. It ultimately means more high-dollar players earning high dollars as opposed to another arm and a bullpen. So I think it's going to be here to stay, and I think the Braves are going to be pretty well suited to handle the designated hitter in 2020.
Well, he's working with Talking Chop. He's also an author of the Braves, Tales from the Dugout with the Atlanta Braves. It's Corey McCartney. You can follow him. He is social. He is on Twitter at Corey J. McCartney, all lowercase. Now, Corey, that said, a 60-game schedule, and it's going to be basically regional. Talk about the matchups that we're going to get in American League. For a time, we thought they were going to have another configuration where it'd be the teams in the Central, but now it seems like just in the East. Thoughts about those matchups and how the Braves would match up with those particular teams from the other side?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you think about, you know, of those 60 games, 40 of them are coming against the Marlins, Mets, Nationals, and Phillies. And I'm, you know, not advocating anybody going out and putting money down on anything, but when you look at the Vegas projections, you know, teams at 31 or more wins, they have the Nationals at 33.5, the Mets at 32.5, and Philly at 31.5. Atlanta and Washington both 33.5. The NL East is the only division with three teams forecasted at 32.5 wins or more. And then you take on the fact that you're going to face the American League East, and you've got the Yankees who are slated at 38.5 for their over-under, the Rays at 33.5, the Red Sox at 31.5. This is a gauntlet. I mean, it really is. And it's hard. No other division has a worse setup than the National League East does because of the depth of its own division and who they're taking on. So it's going to be a tough road for the Braves. And we knew the division was tough already, but you add in facing the Yankees four times and the Rays and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays, who are getting better too. This is going to be a tough road.
What's about that when you talk about games and what they mean, whereas one loss could almost be like several losses in a normal season. So it ramps up the intensity. Really to go out and you know, there's not saying you take nights off anyway, but because you have so many more games, say, okay, we lose this one, we'll get them next. It's a game one of a 3-game set. It's game one of a 4-game set. This is a little bit different, and you got to really, I think, manage in a postseason style. I mean, do you do that right from the start, or how long can you play before you start managing your team the way you would late September into October?
Yeah, I think that's a really valid question. I think that's something that, you know, Brian Snicker is really going to have to take to heart here, is because you can't have, you know, if a guy has a couple bad game stretch or somebody's in a slump, I mean, you can't really afford to just let a guy work his way out of it. I mean, every game is going to matter in a different way now. So I think you're going to have to manage accordingly. And I think the fact they're talking about, you know, piggybacking starters and having a group that goes two or three innings and a group behind them that goes two or three to get you to that really stacked bullpen, I think from a pitching standpoint, I think this team's really well situated to handle that. And as you start to build up, you know, Mike Soroka and Fulton Nevich and Freed Hamels, as you start to build up those guys' innings, I think you're gonna have the capabilities, because you have so many arms, to kind of almost manage early on like it's the postseason, kind of have that period where guys have built themselves up, and then let's do it all over again when October gets here.
Looking like we may start some games, and the starter may go three innings, and you go to your someone else, maybe your long reliever, the way we've seen postseasons be managed in recent years. You know, like you said, you have more talent, you have more arms, you want to bring them along gradually. I think it's, you know, the strategy to me is something that could be really intriguing, I think, as you watch the way things play out for this season. That's part of things that I'm really, really looking forward to with this configuration for baseball.
Yeah, and one thing I think is of interest there is that, you know, Brian Snicker's always kind of been a kind of, the kind of guy who people have roles, right? You know, and I remember Jim Johnson, when he was the closer of this team, he said, you know, one thing I really like about Snit is that you have your spot, and you have your spot in the bullpen. Well, they kind of changed that for the last couple of years as the Anthopoulos has come in and analytics have become more of it. And it hasn't necessarily been pushed hard on the coaching staff, but they've been kind of led in directions to say, this is what the numbers tell us. I think we saw last year some more flexibility. And now you have six different guys who have closing experience in this group. Shane Green, Luke Jackson, Mark Melancon, Chris Martin, Darren O'Day, Will Smith. That's going to allow you to, when you start thinking about trying to fit 60 games into 66 days, I mean, the innings are going to build for those bullpen arms. So I think having that depth in that area too, I mean, I think this all plays into something that's well-suited for this team.
How are these guys today with the distancing and the things? You know how close guys are to the baseball team. They used to be and close to each other, and they're kidding around and jostling around, you know, in between workouts when they're all on the field. What was that looking like?
Well, I think Dansby Swanson put it best when he said, everything that came natural to us is no longer accepted. You know, just the fact of high-fiving a guy, just, you know, hugging somebody when you haven't seen them in months, just all the things that you expect when you're, you know, in that close-knit environment of being around a baseball team. I mean, you know, Cole Hamill said you saddle up to a guy and you just talk about baseball, but all that stuff's kind of out the window right now, and it's just, you know, a very different vibe. But you know, Swanson went on to say they just have to embrace this change. And they have to kind of find a way to do it all together. So the right mindset's there, but I mean, it's going to be much different, I think, when the games themselves are happening and moments are elevated and, you know, just no spitting, no, you know, all the stuff that we kind of expect, you know, to see in a baseball game. And when a guy's in the middle of that action, how do they kind of remove themselves from that? So I think there's going to be hiccups along the way, but certainly today, just a little bit of an oddity. You know, Hamill said, you're so used to having that energy when you show up to the stadium, but you've been checked so many times by the time you get to the parking lot, to the clubhouse, and all these little, you know, procedures that it kind of start to get a little bit of tired of it already.
No spitting baseball. Who knew? And plus, what happens to the handshake with the owner, with the managers before the game when they exchange the lineup cards? What happens to that?
Well, they'll just rub elbows. You know, it's like the chicken dance. They'll just be rubbing elbows at home plate.
Either way, the countdown is on to the start of the Major League Baseball season. We finally can see it, some light at the end of the tunnel. We're finally going to get the guys out there to play. And my goodness, they're on the field practicing and preparing for it. I'm excited for it. And, you know, I'm just as frustrated as you've been, Corey, but I want to see them get out and play. I know what we have with our team here. And like you said, it's going to be a challenging schedule, but I want to see if they're up to it. I mean, you know, in the last couple of years, people said, it was a fluke the first time and they weren't going to get second time, and they went and did it again. So this is just another obstacle, another challenge for this Braves team.
Yeah, and, you know, as Hamels went on to say today, I mean, people are going to wonder, are they going to play the games? Are they going to get through the entirety of the season? You know, we always hear from a baseball player, you can only control what you can control. And I think these guys right now, it's just, let's get prepared to go again. Let's eye a late July start, July 23rd, 24th, and see what happens. You know, I think we all hope that they get through the entirety of the season and that this Braves team's able to, you know, defend and win a third straight division title. They certainly have the pieces to do it, and just hope everyone stays healthy and the games can continue to be played.
Corey, been having some fun with our listeners tonight. I'm talking about unique autographed items. I don't know if you have something that's an autographed item. You, like me, you don't get a chance to get many things autographed because our credentials and our press passes don't allow us to get them, at least at the stadiums and at the fields. But anything that you've been able to collect that's a really unique autographed item in your time?
So, you know, a few years ago at Fox Sports South, our show Chopcast Live, we went to winter meetings and we ran into Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. And we did a segment with him, you know, we're kind of, you know, tossing it back to the day Zach Morris and all this stuff. And then when we got done, he was adamant that he needed to sign pictures for us. So Mr. Belding is my off-the-wall autograph item.
Wow. Things you don't expect, right? That's
right.
Pretty amazing. Corey, we thank you so much for spending some time with us on this Friday night. You're sharing the excitement. We share in your frustration over what it took to get to this point, but we also share your excitement as what we're about to start with this baseball season and what potentially we could get with our Atlanta Braves. We certainly want something. And the last time we saw the team has left a really nasty taste in our mouth, that game against the Cardinals. And nothing gets that done than getting the team back on the field to get out and play. So I'm just excited about it. And thanks so much for joining us on this Friday night to give us the latest from out at the ballpark.
You got it, Sam. Thank you so much.
All right, that is Corey McCartney. And don't forget, he is social. He is on Twitter. You can follow him at Corey J. McCartney, all lowercase. And, man, all season long, he's going to be keeping you up with things that are happening with the Braves and keep an eye on the team. And so I'm looking forward to so many things with baseball. We're going to be facing the Yankees. We're going to get to face the Red Sox. What happens elsewhere around the baseball? You know what? I'm still saying the thing that we've been taken away from us. We haven't had a chance to boo the Astros. We haven't had a chance to boo the Astros, man. Weren't you looking forward to that? I know I was. Maybe we'll finally get out. Hope people haven't forgotten. Hope they haven't. They're going to remember that the Astros deserve to be booed often. We'll talk more about this and talk baseball. And, we're going to come back next. Dylan and I are going to talk a little bit about our baseball autographs. We got one that we share. Same person, and more listening that we have, what your favorite unique autograph item is as we continue on this Friday night. Sam Crenshaw sitting again for John Chuckery here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available through the radio.com app for your smartphones and all of your smart devices.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.